It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a wicked Wednesday, wonderific Wednesday. It is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall on the 26th of May. We're just about ready to wrap up this month. Now, let me tell you about weather. Are you ready for this? Buckle your seatbelt, because from now until the 9th, according to the Weather Channel, we're going to be in the low 100s. Every day till the 9th, no W, no R. Just going to be a beautiful, like, 10, 12 days. Buckle your seatbelts. Plan to get out this weekend. I know it's a holiday weekend, but maybe just go to Davis Camp or down to the river, you know, and enjoy your kids and your dogs and everything and have a good time. Sports. Well, unfortunately, our Phoenix Suns, they dropped it last night to the Lakers. But it was close. 9 points. Tonight, we have the Arizona Diamondbacks and the San Francisco Giants at 6:40. Tomorrow night, the Lakers and Suns are back at 7 o'clock, and then the Diamondbacks take on the Cardinals right after that. Friday night, the Cardinals and the Diamondbacks again at 6:40, and then Sunday at 7:10, the Cardinals and Diamondbacks, and then the Lakers are back on Sunday night from 12:30. That game kicks off. I think they go to L.A. then. And right after that will be the Diamondbacks and the Cardinals again. So, Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Barron Services, ProFit Kitchen, starting Monday, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding and Training, TWN Communications, ADCO Transmission and Auto Repair, and of course, you know, transmission services start at $99. That's very inexpensive, because when it breaks, it's a lot more than that. You change your oil regularly, but when do you, take care of your transmission? You got to do that. So stop into ADCO. Speaking of oil changes, you get a free oil change with a tune-up at ADCO. And now's the time to be getting your air conditioning checked out. It's $19.99 plus Freon. So I just told you, from now to the 9th, it's going to be in the hundreds. That does require the AC in your car. You know, I guess if you could roll down the window and suck it up a little bit. But if you want your air conditioning checked, take it to ATCO, $19.99 plus Freon. ATCO 444-1244. Call and make an appointment or stop by. They're on the hill on Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby. Wings of an Angel. You know, sometimes seniors, as they grow older, they find, you know, daily chores are getting difficult. So assisting them in need 24/7 is Wings of an Angel. Meal preparation, light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, personal care. Wings of an Angel, they do all that, and they service Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley. Then they go over to Golden Valley and Kingman. So it's everything but medical, but all those things that are important to a senior. Call 404-2840, 404-2840. Farm Bureau Financial Services, do you often think you pay too much for insurance? I think everybody does. Well, then call them up. Sit down with a professional. Let them take a look at your policies. See if you are paying too much and see if they can trim this or trim that or put them together, bundle them, and save you money. Greg, Stephanie, or David, either one of the three of them can sit down and go over your policies. Life insurance, auto insurance, home insurance, commercial insurance, and they even do ranches and farms. So if you happen to have one, you know, call Farm Bureau Insurance. 763-8464. Set up an appointment and save money. That's pretty simple. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. The Laughlin walk-in here in the mall faces out to Casino Drive. The Fort Mojave walk-in on Highway 95 right across from Casa Serrano. Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have the Imaging Center at Hancock and Train, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Then, of course, the hospital over on Silver Creek Road. Call 763-2273 if you don't feel well. And now, into the studio, brightening up and making it pretty in here is Brittany from the pool store. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. One of my guys is lost. Sorry, I was trying to send him.
You were trying to tell him where to go? Okay. Yeah. All right.
He lost his mind. No, I'm just kidding. Warranty.
One of your drivers?
No, he had a question. I was like, hey, on the radio, talk to you later.
Yeah, or you can answer his question over the radio.
Well, I could.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I should, because it's going to require some big girl words.
Oh.
We're not allowed to say them on the radio.
Not in this room.
Nope.
Nope. So you have a sale this weekend.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, but.
But.
But what happened?
The big but.
Because this has been planned for weeks.
It has. We planned, you and I, to do this probably about a month ago, I would say. And then, well, you technically were the first person to report on the chlorine shortage locally.
Right.
Congratulations.
A year ago.
Yeah. Nobody believed us then, though. So that was the thing.
Until they went to the store and it wasn't there.
Well, no, until it hit the news, like, I want to say 3 or 4 weeks ago, then people just panicked. Yeah. And they bought everything in sight. It literally has turned into the toilet paper situation. People are now limited. Chlorine has gone up at least 50%.
Ouch.
Yeah. So between chlorine and shock and all that, we've got plenty of other products, but there's definitely a limitation on chlorine.
Wow.
Out of my control.
Yeah.
100%.
And you've got to have it for your teams that go out every day and clean pools,
yes.
Huh?
And that's why we had to pull what we had off the shelves, because they were, at one point, we didn't get any chlorine for a couple of weeks, so we just pulled it off our shelves, put it, annoyingly in my office, because we have weekly customers. We got to make sure nothing turns green. These apartment pools, that would be the worst thing ever, because they'll get shut down by the, you know, the city.
Right.
So we're working around it, but I love saying I told you so, but not in this situation, because last year when we were warning everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone that came in that wanted.
I remember.
Yeah. See, and now I'm like, remember the conversation we had last year? And they're like, well.
So does this go back to the early pandemic and those factories closed down so their employees didn't get COVID?
That is the start. Yeah. So they half-staffed after, well, I think they shut down at one point. Then they half-staffed. Well, there was a fire in August, Lake Charles.
Oh.
Hurricane Laura. That one.
Oh.
She caught fire, or the plant caught fire, which we are a BioGuard dealer. That was a BioLab plant.
Oh.
So we were immediately affected. BioLab also produces, I think it said like 70 or 80% of the active ingredient for the nation. So now everybody's affected. Nobody believed the little mom and pop store last year, but now that Home Depot and Walmart, I was just on Walmart.com, I think it was a week ago. And a 35-pounder is $389.
So that normally would be like 50 or 60?
I think at this time of year it would probably be about 90, because they are raising the prices, but it definitely was under 100.
Wow.
And so we're limiting, because what people are doing is they're coming in, they're trying to buy four of them. They're going online, tripling the prices, and people are falling for it. That's the terrible part. Your little grandma that's got a pool in the backyard for her grandkids is falling for the $400 bucket of tabs when it's not necessary to have three buckets of tabs.
Yeah, you don't need that much.
No, not at all. And there's there's alternatives. Liquid chlorine, shock in the pool. Some people are switching to salt systems. I don't want to say they're not the greatest for this area, but our water's terrible. You just have to keep up on them a lot more than
our water's very hard here.
Yeah, than YouTube tells you to. So, I mean, there's alternatives, but I feel terrible for the people that are just getting, I mean, there's price gouging like crazy. It's literally the toilet paper, hand sanitizer situation all over again.
Wow. For chlorine.
For chlorine.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's gone up.
Which is weird, because everyone needs toilet paper.
Yeah.
But not everybody has a pool.
But last year when everyone got sent home, they realized, oh, my God, I have three kids. I got to do something with them. They all went out and got above-ground pools, started building pools. So there was a huge, how do I say it without sounding crazy?
New customer base.
Yeah, and, I mean, there's a backlog on everyone in town building pools, because there's also a shortage on PVC now.
Yeah.
What's the C in PVC, guys? So, I mean, everything, there's a shortage on pretty much everything, but there's so many more customers from 2019 to 20 that have got, or from 20 that have gotten pools, and that's where your chlorine's going. So, I mean, out here, you have to use chlorine all year long.
Right.
We don't winterize. We're not New Jersey. Like, I feel bad for those people.
Now, see, we winterize our above-ground pool.
You what?
We winterize our above-ground pool and cover it.
Oh, you do cover it?
Yeah.
Okay. Some people do. Some people use it, as weird as it sounds.
Year-round?
90% of, yeah. Well, above-ground, it's hard to heat.
Yeah.
But it's the, and then the heated pools, you burn off chlorine even faster.
See, my wife has the jacuzzi we bought from you.
Yes.
So she doesn't have to worry about the pool during the winter.
P.S. I was set in here with a mission. Alana wants an in-ground pool.
That's nice.
I'm pretty sure I overheard her telling Jessica, like,
a
there's a lot
tank.
Next door.
Oh, I have a septic tank.
You're using my excuse. That's what I told Calvin. I was like, eh, we have a septic tank. We can't.
Well, it's not an excuse. It's there.
Well, there's ways around it. But that was the same thing I said.
You know, we have an above-ground pool because we don't have room for a built-in.
She was talking. Is there an empty lot next to you?
No, behind us.
Behind? Oh, she was talking about that then.
Oh, yeah?
So I think you're buying land and a pool.
I already own it.
You own it?
Yeah, I own
it. Okay, we're
lot.
Knocking a fence down because she wants to hang around. She was like, we can do this.
Oh, yes. She has talked about it for years, and,
yeah.
And I'm not totally opposed to it. I'd like to build something back there someday and,
yeah. You
know, maybe get some rent for it. That's probably.
Well, in the off season, you drain the pool and you charge kids to skate in it.
Ah.
There you go. Business idea right there.
And the city is going to enlarge our skate park.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to make part of it for the small kids.
Okay.
They want to make an area where the small kids can go and do their stuff without having a, you know, 16-year-old go shooting by them on.
Yeah.
Know,
understandable.
Yeah, I know. Well, and the parents, too. You know, I want my kids to enjoy the skate park. Can you keep the teenagers out? Well, not really.
Yeah.
So they're going to build a smaller one, attach it to that.
A mini skate park.
Yeah, for the smaller kids.
Oh. In my mind, that's the cutest thing. I know so many people that have gotten hurt over there, so I couldn't imagine having a little kid right there and then a, well, I mean, it's not even just teenagers. There's,
right.
There's grown 20-year-olds
going
there skating.
It's a workout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they got to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not in school all year.
So you didn't bring your puppy today. What's up?
He is currently at home.
Oh.
He has a little owie on his face.
Oh.
Yeah, it's costing me a fortune. This dog is costing me a fortune.
You should have two.
No, oh, I almost got two. That's the craziest thing. When we got him, I was holding his brother, and I was like, we can't break up the set. And Calvin looked at me dead in the eyes, and he goes, yeah, we can. Like, I know what they cost. We can break them up, no problem.
Alana says to me at least once a week, how come you didn't argue with me when I said I wanted to?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just told Calvin the other night. I was like, why did you let me buy him? Because he's officially nocturnal.
Uh-huh.
This guy does not sleep. And then he doesn't bark except for at nighttime.
Oh.
But everyone in Fort Mojave decides that fireworks at night are a good idea. So I can't even be upset with the dog.
And that's when he barks through the fireworks.
But no, I would never do. Not to.
Well, I thought so too, but we did.
They're so lovable, though.
Yeah, they are. Let us take a break. We're going to come right back and visit some more with Brittany. If you have questions, give us a call. Maybe you have a question about your pool. Maybe you want to buy a pool. Maybe you want to put one in. You know, call us, 702-298-1063. And then don't forget, you know, after my show is Speak Out from Lake Havasu City. Today it's Sound Advice with Brian. No, I'm sorry. Back up one. Oops, the 26th. Today it's the school district. Yeah, and then Jeannie Kinch. So a busy show with Paul Lavoie. That's coming up after mine. And you can call him, too, at 854-5687. I do want to remind you that tonight there's a bingo going on for the Guardian Foundation at the Bullhead City Realtors Building. That starts at 5:30 tonight. We'll be right back. On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair,
warm smell of Goleta. Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
Meet me at a loft, an outlet center. Memorial Day is one of the biggest celebrations of the year, and the Laughlin Outlet Center will be bursting with sales. Check out the Watchmen, Boys and Girls Club, and the New Island Style Kitchen specializing in Hawaiian food. We will soon celebrate June 1st when Nevada will be 100% open for business. Saxophone entertainment on the weekends at the Laughlin Outlet Center in the food court.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm using the Eagles, one of their greatest hits, for our background music today. Bumper music in and out. On Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Fiber-based internet is coming. Yay! Huh, Brittany, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN, and they're working as fast as they can. I don't have my notes from yesterday in front of me, but Jeremy told me they're like 164,000 feet already in the ground and in the air. And soon, in the next 30, 40 days, the first area will be energized. You know, everyone will have fiber-based internet. And, of course, that gives you faster access and keeps you connected. So if you're interested, call 763-1100 and talk to Regina, and she'll tell you all about it. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, we got three great restaurants. Upstairs, we have clothing stores. We have sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, vape products, watches, art, and a thrift store. And then, of course, in the front of the building, we have a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a dollar store, a nail salon, a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, it's not for sale. And no, they're not tearing it down. So when you hear those rumors, tell them they're rumors. Walker Service Electric, their electricians are all, they did a great job on my house yesterday. They changed out my hall lights to those can lights that are so much brighter and nicer, and they're tucked up in the ceiling so I don't hang down. And then they put a new light in my what we call our cave. They added a light so it's much brighter over our chairs. We used to have a lamp, but of course Brittany knows you don't have a lamp when you have puppies.
Nope.
Yeah, and so we had to take the lamp out, but it was dark. What's that?
Nothing on the ground.
Yeah. So we had to take that out, and so we had to put another can light up above it. Perfect. Yeah. You need to call Walker if you need some electrical work done. 718-9444. They got electricians all over Mojave County every day. Residential, commercial, or new construction or Highline Power. Call Walker. We're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care, the Arizona Comfort Solutions. That's Arizona Comfort Solutions. Barron Services, ProFit Kitchen, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, Echo Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, and starting Monday, Laughlin Ranch and Golf Club. And about 5 minutes left with Brittany, and then Jeremy Keating from the airport will be here. And so your big thing is come to our sale, but don't hoard everything.
Don't hoard everything. It's not necessary. Don't be that person. It's every time somebody comes in and does something stupid, I'm like, don't be that guy. Like,
she
we got to talk you out of it.
She just labeled all of her customers.
Well, there's no need to have four buckets of chlorine. You know I have a love-hate relationship with being here. Calvin just texted me and was like, hey, nice try, but our septic tank is nowhere near where I want to put it. Oh, my God.
He wants to pool somewhere else.
Yeah, he was like, it's a large spa, as he calls it. I'm like, way to jazz it up. It's a damn pool.
A large spa.
Oh, my
spa.
God.
That has to be built by a contractor.
Yeah, he was like, you know, we just need some, you know, some blueprints and stuff, and definitely have to get the HOA's permission, but it's just a large spa.
Well, you are in the pool store business.
Yeah, but...
You should have a pool at home. Your puppy will love it.
No. He can't swim.
Wait till you see the videos this summer of our dogs in the pool.
No. Wait till we're off air and I show you the video of De Niro in his shark life jacket in the river. It's the cutest thing ever. No, they can't swim. So that was my thing. And I was like, the dog can't swim. You know, that's dangerous. I don't want to be out there with him all the time. So, but he's not getting off of it.
So what is on sale this weekend that people can...
Chemicals, accessories, parts, everything that you basically need... Minus chlorine, because we're kind of out of it.
Yeah.
And I think they said there's like a 90-day lead time at this point.
Wow.
Because there was a 900% increase in 1 week. They said it was their record high about 3 weeks ago of ordering.
Yeah.
So BioGuard, BioLab, the plant that burnt down, actually is restricting dealers because my rep told me about a specific dealer that overpurchased, and he goes, I know what he's doing. So they're trying to prevent any dealers from gouging also, spreading them out equally throughout the nation. So we're working with what we're given.
Okay.
I think 2020 just trickled into 21. I don't understand. It's crazy.
Okay, what's the address of the pool store?
670 Hancock Road, Bullhead City, Arizona, and right down the street from the electric company.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
That's the way.
So you can go by MEC and sign up for your broadband, and then you can go right down the street. And
or pay your bill. They'd appreciate that.
Or pay your bill,
pay your bill and then trickle on down to the pool store, unless it's going to prevent you from purchasing at the pool store, and then just drive on by.
Don't pay your bill. Go buy,
like
go
you
buy
need
your chemicals.
Some chlorine,
and,
it's fine.
You know, or a jacuzzi. My wife loves it. Yesterday she was in the pool cleaning it, and then next thing I know, I look out, and she's in the spa, you know. I'm like, oh, okay, well.
You're like, whatever floats your boat, it's fine.
Yeah.
And so you get that big built-in in your lot behind you.
So we have the pool and we have the spa. We're good. Mm-hmm. We're good. She's good. She's happy.
You're going to have to build something quickly then, because it was a long conversation we had over there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah.
So.
Kind of like the one we had with the puppies.
We got to end up with two pools.
We got to have two. We got to have two.
Oh, man. No, I didn't fall for that. Well, Calvin didn't fall for that one.
No.
I almost did, and then I was like, I'm not even a dog person. Let's just grab the one, see how this goes. I'm a dog person now.
Yeah, you are.
I love that little guy.
Yep.
If I brought him in here, he would terrorize the heck out of this tiny space.
Yeah.
And then he'd just sit right here politely and listen to us. And then once we were off air, he'd terrorize again.
You know Jackie from the Laughlin Chamber?
Mm-hmm.
She brings her little dog in and just sits him up here on my desk. And he just like lays down and watches the two of us do the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, okay, let me know when this is over so we can go.
Maybe next year, De Niro might be a little bit more calm. But he has this thing with people. He's a people watcher. So if we're at a stoplight and someone's walking by, he just gets super curious and barks up a storm. But it's really only men. So if somebody was to walk by this glass door right now, he would go bananas.
Unless it was a woman.
Yeah. Maybe he'd just stop and flirt a little. He's a flirt.
Yeah, obviously.
He.
Yeah. He likes women. Good for him.
He's a good one.
Yeah. All right. Stop by the pool store this weekend.
At 670 Hancock Road.
Friday and Saturday?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Saturday, close at 1.
Yes.
I found that out.
And then we are closed on Monday.
Oh, you're going to be closed for the holiday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at least the office. The guys get to still work, but me and Jessica, we're out of there. We're done. We've had to deal with too much.
You'll be home with the puppy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you. You have a good one, Larry.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you. One conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eidness. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Meet Susan. She's a wife, mom, and friend with a long day ahead of her. Susan's drinking a caramel macchiato, unaware that her car is about to go kablooey. ATCO Auto Repair is the friend that picks you up when your car decides to leave you stranded. With over 80 years of experience, ATCO Auto has seen it all and handles it all with the fairest rates in town. Don't hesitate to get your car checked up, or you might end up like Susan. Call ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
There comes a time when many senior citizens can no longer do the simplest of things. Bathe, cook, clean, and shop. Wings of an Angel provides in-home senior care, assisting those in need with 24/7 care. Meal preparation, light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, and personal care. Wings of an Angel, serving Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Golden Valley, and Kingman, providing the best care for seniors. Wings of an Angel, in-home care, 928-404-2480.
Do you and your friends often say, "Where do we want to go for lunch?" Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall. Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. Questions? Call Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404 or stop by and meet the staff, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by TWN Communications. They're partnering with MEC and bringing us fiber-based internet. Yay! Fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster speeds, keeping you and your home or your business connected. You can pre-register today at mojaveelectric.com/broadband, 888-227-2095, or you can call them. And remember, when customers from TWN, they save money. Yeah, and they stay connected. Wow, is this possible? Well, all these things from TWN. Yesterday we gave away 2 prizes, and Frank was one of the winners, and then he got cut off on the phone. So, Frank, you need to call me. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Hey, locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. Pets love it at Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Call 754-3006 or stop by the end of Air Park, right by the airport. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, you need a vacation home, you need to add on, you need to refi and just pay less every month. Well, go see Chad Hansen. He's the president and CEO. Somebody else will be there when you walk in. Just say, "I'm here to see Chad Hansen. He's the guy with the vault. That's where all the money is. I want it." So, and then he has you fill out a couple pieces of paper, and then he gets you the money. He loves first-time buyers. If you're a first-time buyer, go see Chad. 288-2691. Call him and make an appointment because he's a busy guy. 288-2691. We're also brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club starting Monday. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Wings of an Angel, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, ProFit Kitchen, Barron Services, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, and Mojave Electric Cooperative. You heard me talking about Risen Star right next to the airport. Speaking of the airport, Jeremy, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Jeremy Keating, the executive director of the Laughlin Bullhead City International Airport. Or what's your?
Well, there's actually no city actually in the name of Laughlin Bullhead International Airport.
Oh, no.
Come
city.
On, Larry.
No city.
You know this.
Well, but we're a city. They didn't put the city in the name.
I don't know. Yeah, it used to be.
Yeah.
Actually, it used to be.
Oh.
Before the international, and then the international replaced the city.
Gosh.
Well, I don't know. It was before my time.
Yeah, we'll just blame Szymborski or somebody.
Yeah.
And so how's our airport?
It's there.
Everybody's flying in?
Well, not everybody. Not everybody, but we have Harris.
Harris
is still flying. They've been flying for, boy, since last June.
Yeah.
You know, everybody stopped.
I passed their little bus this morning as I was coming over here.
Yeah, everybody stopped for a few months, right? But the Harris started up right away, and they've
Riverside
been going.
Riverside hasn't started yet, huh?
Well, they started for a few months,
okay.
But then they stopped again, kind of when the pandemic kind of rebounded there, and, yeah. and they've decided not to start again until October. So,
well, not till October.
Yeah, till October.
Okay, so. After the summer rush, and yeah,
yeah.
Let the Californians come out here and invade the casino, then invite everybody back from the rest of the country.
Right. Yeah, so we're anxious to get them back, but you know, Harrah's is going strong. They're filling their flights. You know, people are anxious to travel, like we're seeing around the country. So.
Well, numbers are going down and down and down every day. And just yesterday they announced last night that Arizona now has 50% of all the adults have been vaccinated in Arizona.
Oh, that's good.
So, hey, you know, those are good numbers.
Yeah.
Those are great numbers.
Absolutely.
And I think Biden's shooting for, like, you know, so many million by the 4th of July or something. And,
yeah.
And so the more we get vaccinated and we can move around and not have to worry.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So do you have any events coming up? Because you guys do a lot of events at your airport.
Well, we used to, right? Before the pandemic, we used to. We love to do things.
Put those together again?
Yeah, we're starting to kind of gear up for that kind of stuff.
I like the one when you bring in the military planes.
Yeah. You know, we used to do the Young Eagles.
Yeah.
Which we'll probably end up doing that this fall again. It's a little bit too soon to start talking to the EAA folks. But I think you know, hopefully as the cases continue to go down and people feel comfortable and want their kids to go in a plane ride, you know, I think we'll end up doing that again. And I think we'll probably get back into the kind of annual open house that we had before. We actually are talking about some rumblings of an air show, potentially maybe in the near future, maybe 2022, maybe 2023. So we're kind of working on some things behind the scenes there as well. But, I mean, we love to do the events.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And you've got plenty of space and a nice facility.
Yeah, we do.
So are you getting a lot of private jets coming in and stuff and private planes where they just want to come in for the weekend? And
yeah, you know, the private planes in the GA, what they call the general aviation side of the airport, it really never dropped off that much during the pandemic, to be honest with you. That's really what kept us going was – you know, people continue to pay their hangar rent while we had no airlines and we had no all these other fees that we were losing. So
they didn't have to wait to get it in the air or down.
Right. So they're continuing to fly. You know, there's corporate aircraft in every day. There's actually three really cool Chinook helicopters at the airport today. They flew in yesterday. I'm not sure what base they're from, but they're sitting over there on the signature flight ramp right now. Really cool aircraft. If anybody wants to go check those out, you can get really close to them and see them right through the fence there. They're really cool.
And they just aircraft. They land and then they come over on this side and hang out for the night?
Sometimes they just come in for a fuel stop, you know, because Signature Flight Support has a military fueling contract, so so they, you know, cater to a lot of military helicopters mostly.
We see them all the time flying around up here, you know, and then they, like six or seven of them will take off, and and I knew that they came here for fuel.
Yeah, I think they've been here overnight, so sometimes you know they'll come in just for a fuel and a bite of pizza, Signature will buy them some pizzas, or they'll stay a few nights, whatever. Yeah. Their mission is
call the Riverside and get shuttled over here and or any casino. They've all got cars that they can come pick people up and go hang out for 24 hours and tell the sergeant we'll be back in the air in a few hours. Ding 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 ding. What's that noise? Never mind.
Why wouldn't you want to come here? This is a fantastic location, right? Hey, where should we go for a flight? Let's go to Laughlin and Bullhead. And
in the middle of the week, the room rates are so low. You know, and the meals, too. So, I mean, you can come over here and land and come across a river and spend a couple $100 and a couple nights and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and it's so cool to see the military, you know. I mean, it just gives you chills, you know.
Everybody loves them.
Yeah, I mean.
The poor guys walk to the casino in their uniform. Everybody's going like, thank you for your service, thank you for your service, thank you for your service, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And because that's the age that we're in now.
Yep.
We acknowledge them and thank them.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. So do you get people that, like, live in some other state, and they own a jet, and they come in on a regular basis? So where they walk, hi, Jeremy, we're here from Minnesota or whatever.
No, not quite. I mean, we, you know, Signature does all the, you know, catering to the private folks, right? So I don't,
we don't
interact, you know, that's a private company that handles all of the.
So they do, they get them.
Yeah, so Signature, you know, I'm sure they get, you know, they get doctors every week. There's a doctor or two that fly in every week to come here to Bullhead to do surgeries or do whatever. So there's that kind of thing that goes on. And then there's the corporate, you know, the Walmart and Sam's Club that come in on their corporate to check on their stores. that type of thing. You know, we used to get a lot of, you know, if there was a concert across the way, you would get whoever the concert might fly in with their crew, that type of thing. So, you know, with real estate booming, there's, you know, some people coming in looking at real estate. And again, I don't see it on a daily basis, and I don't, I don't ask, oh, who was that?
Yeah.
I don't
look at that jet. Who's flying that?
Yeah. So,
So that's all signature that takes
right. Care. Signature does all that.
Is that pretty common with an airport where somebody, they subcontract that to somebody else?
Yeah, it's very common. Yeah. It's kind of, it's a good question. It's kind of one of been one of these kind of cyclical things over the years where airports, kind of did their own FBO, which signature is an FBO, and did that. And then it kind of moved away from that, and airports leased that out and contracted that out. And now it's kind of getting back into airports taking a lot of that back and control of that so that they, you know, because sometimes, you know, it's out of your control with how somebody else provides service, right? And if you don't like that service, well, you know, let's do it ourselves. We can provide better service or better pricing or whatever it might be. So
exactly. That's how you got the firefighters.
Yeah.
Way back when Norm Hicks was there. And he went up to the fire because Bullhead Fire started.
Right, I knew that. I didn't know why it went away.
It was Station 4.
Right.
And Norm went over one day and walked in the little trailer. We had a little mobile home there. And he walked in and said, hey, when you guys get a time, could you maybe clean up out front? And they went, huh? And they picked up the phone. They called the chief and said, hey, Norm wants us to clean up out front. And Norm called him, and he goes, Norm, Chief Wagner, those are firefighters. They work for Bullhead Fire. They're not your janitors. And Norm said, well, in that case, I guess I should get my own firefighters that can be my janitors. And he did. So that's how you got your own fire department.
I thought it was more of a pricing issue. I thought it was more, you know, that they would cost.
And I'm sure when you have your own versus subcontracting, it is a little cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, the big thing was that he wanted them to be able to do other things around the airport besides, you know, while they're waiting for planes to come in and stuff.
Well, and in hindsight, that was a good decision that he made because because it saved the airport authority a lot of money.
Oh, it does.
And we do cross utilize our staff because we don't have the ability to have all the different departments. So our firefighters are our airport operations folks. They help with security. They help with pretty much anything that is needed.
Yep.
They don't do a lot of cleaning. We have our own staff now to do the cleaning, but
finally, So Norm wanted to make a change there, and so he did. You know, like I said, that's how you get your firefighters. But now you worked in airports long before you came here.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was gonna say, wait a minute. You didn't walk in as airport director.
Yeah, no, I bounced around quite a bit in airport operations. You know, for anywhere from Florida, Texas, a few airports in California, Iowa, Minnesota.
And how many did you drag your wife to?
Let's see. One, two, three.
Three? So she dodged the bullet on some of them.
Yeah.
And now you got how many kids?
I have two.
Two, yeah.
Two, yeah.
A nice home in Bullhead.
Yeah. 6-year-old and a 5-year-old, and they're a handful. They're probably listening to the show right now. We have the grandparents visiting, and I said,
actually,
hey, can you listen live? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're live. And at 6 and 5 is the best age, because when they're teenagers, you'll be more bald.
Yeah, more gray hairs, right? Or maybe I'll lose all the gray hairs.
Yeah, or your beard will be one color gray, you know, instead of two-tone.
That's right.
Yeah, when they're teenagers, that's different.
Yeah,
I raised them. I know.
I have a great family.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. And you live close to the airport.
Yeah, we're just right up the hill, directly east of the air traffic control tower.
So if there's ever a problem, you're there quick.
I'm there quick, you know. Yeah, traffic is rough in the morning.
That half-mile ride on the parkway.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I mean, we're in California, and it's just, oh, boy.
I know, on vacation.
Just the traffic that you have to sit in, and you don't even know what it was from. You don't see an accident or anything. It's just
people.
People.
Yeah. It's just
crowding the highways.
Well, and even now in Bullhead, you go up to Hancock and 95 at lunch, and you can sit sometimes three traffic lights to get through Hancock, you know, because people are out and about now. You know, a year ago, you could go 90 miles an hour to Hancock, nobody cared. But now, you know, people are out, and they're going to lunch, and they're working and whatnot.
It has been busy in Bullhead for sure.
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. We're getting new businesses. We got a Dunkin' Donuts coming. We got a Jimmy John's coming. And
oh, Jimmy John's. I love Jimmy John's. Where is that going? I had heard the news, but I didn't know where it's going. Do you know?
Yeah, it's going to be the entrance to Target. There's a gas station there, and that gas station also has like a little car wash. Well, they're going to tear that car wash down, and Jimmy John's going to go right there in the corner.
Hmm. Fantastic, but that's too far away from me.
Well, you'll have to get someone to build one up at the airport for you.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with Jeremy. If you have questions about our airport, 702-298-1063. Call us. Don't forget, Paul Lavoie is up next after the top of the hour. We'll be right back. Stick around.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in your cell. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Mojave Electric Cooperative encourages our members to participate in the free funding available for our weatherization program, hosted by WACOG in the city of Bullhead to provide energy-efficient home upgrades for low-income families looking to save money on their utility bills. To find out more information about this program, please visit with our energy management staff located in our member services office at 928 Hancock Road in Bullhead City, or call 928-763-1100 and ask to speak with an energy management team member today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Summer is a great time to slip on your sandals and show off your toes, but first, some of you may need help with your feet. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook, your podiatrist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I can help with your foot or ankle issues, including ingrown and fungal nail care, wart removal, heel pain, hammer toes, and bunions. Again, I'm Dr. Hook. Make an appointment today, and let's get you back in your sandals. 928-444-1491.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Horizon Community Bank isn't a big business. We're just like you. Local business, part of our community. Hi, this is Kelsey Anderson, credit administrator with Horizon Community Bank. When you visit one of our local Horizon Community Banks, you're not treated as clients of an everywhere corporate bank. You're treated just like family, greeted with friendly service and a complete understanding of your banking business. When you bank with us, you're supporting a local business just like yours.
Hashtag Horizon Has It. Horizon Community Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Our American World War II generation has come to be known as our greatest generation. Why is that? Please join me here on this station for my special Memorial Day tribute program, The Greatest Generation, and hear for yourself. It's my all-new Memorial Day tribute program.
Brought to you in part by At the Cup and Harrington Accounting and Tax on 106.3 The Voice of the Free, Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, 10 before the top of the hour, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by ProFit Kitchen. Yes, it's an all-new healthy restaurant. Have you ate there yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, ProFit Kitchen up in the Riverview Mall. Healthy food, and it's good for you. Healthy breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and then you're going to find that it fills you up, and it's tasting good and good for you. How can that happen? Plus, they have nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. Check out their whole menu at ProFitKitchen.com. That's kitchen, K-I-T-C-H-I-N. He had to be different. I-N, and you can check out their whole menu right there. But, boy, you got to check out the food. It's really, really good. We had a big ribbon cutting last week. Barron Services, experts in pools, design, installation, and schedule maintenance, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring, experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial, and Barron's uses products that are safe for your kids and safe for your pets. That's what you want. Call 758-5499 if you need to set up some scheduled treatment. I went home last night. My wife said, hey, they were here today. They sprayed us. Oh, good. So. And our dogs doesn't bother the dogs at all. Call them, 758-5499. Also brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. Well, I told you it's going to be great all the way until the 9th. That's as far as my phone will go. And it's going to be in the hundreds. So if you're not comfortable in your home or your office, pick up the phone and call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400. They've got crews they can send out every day, Kingman, Bullhead, and California, and they can also take care of your thermostat, your air conditioner, your swamp cooler. Whatever your problem is, they can fix it for you and get you nice, cool, and comfortable. 758-2400. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a 4-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize, and they have to test everyone in the building, at least once a week for COVID. Yeah. Legacy continues to serve you with physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, and a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call Big Mike at 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. We're also brought to you by Walker Service Electric, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, ETCO Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, and starting Monday, the Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. So, back in the studio with Jeremy for about 8 more minutes. If you have questions, or if you happen to be Frank, who called yesterday and won a prize, give us a call, 702-298-1063. So, the airport, you guys just, like, redid all the roads coming in and out, huh?
Yeah, we did about a $2 million rehab project and reconstruction project. The road was bad. It had been falling apart. It really wasn't designed for the large charter buses and fuel trucks every day and that type of traffic. And so it had really been falling apart over the years.
They just designed it for cars.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Wow.
So we went in there, and it was a project that we've been wanting to do for quite a number of years. But typically the way the FAA operates is, you know, they obviously want you to do your runway first.
Right.
Work your way, taxiway, ramps, you know, all the way out. And they typically frown on giving you funding for a road.
Wow.
So over the last 10 years, we've been working on runway, taxiways, ramp areas, and we finally got everything good up to the road, and we were able to get the road funded.
So you felt pretty good at calling them saying, I need to fix my roads now.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, because first you started up by the rental car area, right, and fixed that all up.
And we got lucky, very fortunate, that we have two entrances to the airport, so we didn't really, you know, we could close down one entrance but still have one accessible entrance to the airport, so that was nice.
Wow. Yeah. And now you got them all fixed up. You got your new sign out there.
Yeah. Have you been on the new road?
On the new road? Not yet.
Oh, you should go check it out. It's nice. We added new
lighting.
This is
the newest road in Bullhead City, huh?
We added new lights.
Oh.
Right? So coming from the north entrance, there was no lights at that intersection of the new sign.
Right.
Now there's a light there.
Oh, okay.
Not a traffic light, but a
spotlight. Street light.
Street light.
Yeah.
That at least identifies that turn-in location, intersection there. And then we added, and their solar lights are really cool.
Well, I saw the sign that says, this is Jeremy's Airport this way.
Yeah, and then there's some solar lights there. And then as you go down through the wash, unfortunately we couldn't put anything there, but then we added more lights there, and then more lights. There was no lighting going up the road up to Finley as you leave the airport there.
Oh, so you lit
and
that
so
up,
that's
too.
All lit up, too. So it's,
wow.
It looks, yeah.
It was a big project.
Really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And you have a new assistant.
Well, kind of, sort of new. Oh, yeah, Kellen Shireman. Yeah, he's been with us for over a year now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just no. Wow. He came here right at March 1st, right before the pandemic, you know, closed everything down,
guy.
And so I couldn't get him really out to introduce him to anybody. I mean, nobody was doing anything, right? So, eventually, hopefully, we'll get him out to some, you know, ribbon cuttings and chamber things.
Speaking of that, when we get him a mixer at the airport?
We're open to have a mixer anytime. I mean, there's a lot of other businesses that I think are probably, you know, benefit from a mixer better more than the airport.
Call old John Hassett over there and tell him, hey, we need a mixer.
He's got enough going on right now, trying to find a new chamber executive. So,
well, call him up and tell him, hey, let's do a chamber mixer here.
I want to do one when we have something to actually announce.
New fire truck or something.
Right.
Well, you got new roads.
New roads. Yeah.
Everybody walk on the roads. Park outside, walk in, and you can experience a new road on every step of the new road.
Yeah, just wish we, had the scheduled air service so everybody could really take the full effect of the
Right now, even trying to go after that is almost impossible. With the airlines are hurting.
Yeah, and that's what everybody, we get questions all day long by the phone, by walk-ins. Hey, where can I go? I thought you had, unfortunately. I mean, you can fly in on one of the charters, but you can't fly out, unfortunately. So, it's hard. It's hard to be able to tell people, and a lot of people, unfortunately, don't understand that it really is not in our control.
Well, we just went to Hawaii and flying over and back. The plane wasn't full. There was a lot of empty seats, and that's money they're losing.
Right.
So for them to even think about, let's now start going to Laughlin, they can't expand when they can't fill what they have.
Right. So to go to a new market that's a risky market, we're a risky market. We're a small market. We're a little bit just too close to Las Vegas where you could, and that's what really killed us on the last time we had scheduled service.
We
just had too
close.
Many people driving to Las Vegas instead of using our service. So
The casinos employ people that drive back and forth every day. I could never do that, but
So I mean, it'll one day.
Yeah,
I'm very optimistic that it will happen again.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of when.
Good,
and we're gonna keep trying. We have a really good air service consultant, Volaire, that has been part of our team for a long time. They're the ones who helped us land American Airlines when we had that service, and they put on conferences every year where you, and we may have talked about this before, but it's kind of like speed dating. It's kind of interesting the way the airport and airlines meet. Uh-huh. They don't allow you to come to their headquarters offices. Very, very rarely. You have to go to these conferences and you have 20 minutes to give them, you sit down with a couple airline planners and you tell them why they should come service you.
In 20 minutes.
And every other airport is trying to do this. So you have hundreds of airports going to these things trying to get air service. And then they take notes, and then they go back after the conference and they sit around and all talk about, hey, we heard from Bullhead, we heard from, Bellingham, we heard from San Jose, we heard, are we ready to go service?
So you sit
any
around for 2 weeks and then wait to see if one of them calls you and goes, hey, I met you at the conference?
Yeah, normally you get a pretty good idea when you're sitting down with them whether they think it's a good idea. Sometimes they we like that, but then you never hear from them again.
Because they go back and somebody else goes, are you kidding me?
Well,
you want to go to Laughlin?
It's very complicated, right? I mean,
it's a process.
With us, because it's such a risky market, we have to have what's called a revenue guarantee. Have to have something that mitigates their risk from starting service here.
And we're out of that money, huh?
We don't have the money. That's what helped when we had that. That's why we got American Airlines.
Grant.
We had a grant.
Right.
And until we get another grant, which we continue to apply for, hopefully we get another one.
In line to get one someday.
But it's tough for a small community like this to put up that kind of money to try to get an airline. So
someday.
It continues to be a challenge, but we're going to get it.
Jeremy, thank you so much. What's the airport phone number if people want to call you because they didn't want to ask you a question on the air?
Sure, yeah. They can call us at 928-754-2134.
Okay. Give Jeremy a call. He's always there trying to make it grow.
That's right.
Yep. Jeremy, thank you so much. Have a super day.
Appreciate it.
That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Paul Lavoie is up next from Lake Havasu City with Speak Out. And, of course, his phone number is 854-5687. We'll see you tomorrow.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.